بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. Continue our Torah lessons on the great gift of Salah. And this is that special gift Allah Ta'ala has granted us, that we can reach where Jibreel alayhi salam also never reached, which it is mentioned, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. That salat, although it is not found as a complete hadith as such, but the subject matter is correct. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala took him and presented the great gift of mi'raj, when a person goes into sajda, then he is right at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, when you have built this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then particularly in nafal namazas, etc., it's not a question of counting 3 or 5, although it should be read in odd numbers, the tasbih. But now you get into such, when a person is doing love, nobody has to tell you, tell your wife 5 times or 10 times, I love her. No, now you're in a different state. Even that one time you tell her about what such, you tell her, take her name with such love, that even 2 o'clock in the morning you want a cup of coffee and you say, Fatima. You see how she'll jump up and she... So now when you at Allah Rabbul Izzat and Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, oh Allah, you're my Rabb. And you're the whole world's Rabb. And you are so magnificent. So now a person is not a matter of numbers. It's a matter of God, talking to Allah Ta'ala. You're in close conversation with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you just don't want to leave that namaz. And that is why now you're anxious, looking forward to the next namaz already. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality that this is the object and purpose of this course. And continuously, as a person does marifat of Allah, you realize that I still don't know Allah in the least, but not even an iota. Allah is so great. Yes, that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I make tawbah 100 times every day. Because every minute Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get more marifat of Allah, more greatness of Allah. So that was the so to say, tawbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we also should realize, and that is what Hazrat explains, that then when you say Allahu Akbar, you see in the Haram Sharif also, especially Hajj time, before 3 million people, and the richest person, the person who is owning companies, the person who is the state president, whoever is there, they all surrender to Allah. And they all submit. And that great, just the one Allahu Akbar. And if it is like we explained, if it's filled with the greatness of Allah, then see, when 3 million people, in few minutes, everybody is talking, some of most, although we're not supposed to be talking in the haram, but we know how the situation is. But when one imam just says, Allahu Akbar, immediately, not even a minute, half a minute, and everybody has surrendered. So that is how great Allah Ta'ala is. So anyway, now when you came to the end, you have presented your request to Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity that, oh my Banda, you have got some idea of who Allah is, the kings of kings. Now you can sit down in front of me, although you feel shy to sit in front of a great personality. But Allah, out of His kindness, the kings of kings, but Allah is telling you, now sit down. Now you're sitting in at-tahiyyat position. And now, what great respect you're sitting. One is, how to understand this sitting position? Lekin mazmoon iska misal par is tarah samjhe, ke yeh baithna roo-baroo apne sahib ke is waaste hai. That understand the subject matter in this way, when I'm sitting in a tahiyyat position, and that is why you should sit with extreme respect. In a tahiyyat, keep your gazes on your left, that even a great person, you don't look at him in the face. You just take a glance now and then. But, like it is mentioned, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum never used to look directly at the Mubarak countenance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that great awe now in front of Allah, so you don't look up in front of Allah, you look at your left and just think that I am in the right, in the presence, of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has given me this honor, the most useless servant on the face of the earth, the most the poorest and poorest of servants, and here I am in the court of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Now you're sitting with extreme respect, and what you are hoping now, like so to say, you sit in front of a very great personality. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to wait, when can we make khidmat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So yeah, so to say, never ever imagine Allah ta'ala to have human qualities, human body, etc. But this is to give us that our limited minds are too weak to understand. So to make us, so to say, understand that Allah ta'ala now has given you this opportunity that apne sahib ke waaste is waaste hai ke masalan jis waqt sahib paav apna daraz kare aur ye banda ke khidmat paabosi ki is bar lazim hai baja laave ya ye ke muntazir hukm ka hai. Two situations. One is, now I'm sitting in the court of Allah. I had this great meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now I'm just waiting, so to say. If Allah just stretches His leg little for me, then how I will able to bow and make khidmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Although that is not the condition of Allah. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, one ordinary shepherd, he was talking in his own the understanding. He's saying, "Oh Allah, where are you? If I only knew where are you, then at night I could come malish your head, I could come press your legs, etc." Musa alayhi salam went past, he heard him, he was a Jalali Nabi, he says, "Wow, Allah is not like that. How can you talk like that of Allah?" Allah Ta'ala immediately said, "Oh Musa, he loves me, he doesn't know me. So tell him who I am. I'm not a human being like you." So that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, when you get the honor of making khidmat of a wali of Allah, it is as if though you're making khidmat of Allah. Like Allah Ta'ala says, when you take bath, then yadullahi fawqa aydihim. Allah's hand is on top of their hand. If so to say you want to shake Allah's hand, put your hand in the hand of a pious servant, take bath to him. So Allah Ta'ala now has given you this opportunity. Or you are just waiting, "Oh Allah, I am your useless servant, but what is your next command? I'm ready to be at your service." So, and anyway, now when you're sitting in that position also, you don't just sit idle. So it shows that our time in this world is so short, there's no time to be idle. Even that one split second, lekin is maqam ko bhi ibadat se khali nahi rakhna chahiye. Don't keep just few minutes also extra void of any ibadat. Realize my time is very short. And be more eager now to really meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Malakul Maut comes to me in this position, what an ecstasy it will be. So, rakhna chahiye ki tohfa, durood aur salam ka, aur padna tashahud ka mukarrar hai. So we have got now the great gift. How to sit with respect in front of Allah in this position. That Allah Ta'ala has taught us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why namaz has to be learned from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his wise gerund. Otherwise we have got our own understanding of namaz. A person in a masjid, each one had to think, how I want to praise Allah. How I want to stand in front of Allah. A thousand people in one masjid, everybody will be doing their own thing. But how beautiful our deen is. Just one Allahu Akbar, everybody surrenders. How systematic. And deen will teach you system. And deen will teach you proper organization in your whole life. And deen will teach us that the ummah is one firm body. How we stand in a saf like a firm wall. But today, because we haven't followed the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right, the main structure after iman, which keeps our deen intact, the kufar, shaitan has got right into the midst of our deen and broken our structure of salah. That now he separates us, 10 social distance, which is totally against the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Shaitan, if there was a slight gap, as I explained, he used to push himself inside and whisper in your ears. Now he made so much a gap between us, that not only he just pushes himself, he brought his whole kumba, his whole family there. And now what he's doing? The ummah, now we say the ummah is split.
It's not that we split, we have to come back onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you are given the opportunity, this great gift of presenting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah, he is your beloved. I made a mess of this, this great meeting because of your beloved, except my useless meeting with you. And then you got the great opportunity now to re-testify, reiterate in tahajjud, why did I come to you, O Allah? I believe only you, my creator. You, my sustainer. Rabbul Alameen. If somebody brings you a topi from Makkah Sharif, you praise him so much. But did we ever think who gave us this head? Allah gave us this head. And not an empty head, Allah gave us brains. And not five bob short. Allah talked our screws properly. Check our own screws. Don't go and check your wife's screws. But, and so Allah Ta'ala has given us all this. Now a person presents himself in that sitting position. He doesn't just remain idle and waste his time. With great respect, looking down on his left, now he recites so beautifully. And this was now when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached the climate. It was so close to Allah. Imagine that person now, he was waiting when his nikah date is coming. All the time his mother also talks to him all day. He is thinking of Fatima all the time. And now when the nikah is over, he is thinking when these visitors are going. And when he gets that opportunity to be in the room, now even if his father must call him, he won't even hear. This is now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to that close. Imagine, the creator of love and his most beloved. And what is love? Love is not some lust. Like today, we just got lust. Just fulfill our desires. So much so, after you have fulfilled your desires with your wife, so to say, you just push her away. You will go to the toilet, you will come back, you will fall off to sleep. No, there's before love, there's an introduction, and end of love, there's an ending. So that is how we should live. The Namaz teaches us every aspect of our life. When Namaz comes properly in our life, our whole deen will come correct. We'll see all our matters of dunya also will be with proper etiquette, adam. And then our life won't be dunya. Everything we do, even having relations with your wife, that will be in ibadat. What a deen we have got, but we haven't understood. That is, that you won't get in kitabs. You get it here from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now you're saying, At-tahiyyatu lillah, wa-salawat, wa-tayyibat, as-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyu, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadin abdu wa rasuluh, yani sab bandagiya zuban, Allah ko hai, aur sab bandagiya bajan ko, aur sab bandagiya maal, paaki, salam, tum par e Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aur meherbani Allah ki aur khubiya uski, salam hum par aur jitne bande Allah taala ke acche hain, sab par gawah hu is baat ka ke kisi ki bandagi nahi siwa Allah ke, aur gawah hu main uska ke Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam banda uska hai aur rasool uska. Padna at-tahiyyat ka qaida se pehle ka qaida pehle aur dusre mein wajib hai. Now this at-tahiyyat position that you're sitting, to read the at-tahiyyat in the first sitting position and the second sitting position, if it is a 4 rakat namaz, this is wajib. But baithna qada pichle mein baqadre parne at-tahiyyat ke farz hai. But in the last sitting position, to sit to the duration that you are able to read the at-tahiyyat, that is farz. That is in the last qaida position, if you just must it out. The first one, if you must it out, you can still make sajda sahwa, that is wajib. Here, that is farz. So if you didn't sit for at-tahiyyat, then your namaz was not made. So anyway, what a beautiful now, you are so to say, coming out of the court of Allah, and you waiting, Allah, what is your next command? I'm at your service. Now you realize that I'm the slave of Allah. And how beautifully, time is short, but Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi bought a slave from the market. When he brought him home, he asked him, what's your name? He says, oh master, what choice has a servant got? Whatever name the master gives him, that's his name. He asked him, what you want to eat, where you want to sleep, what clothes? He said, what choice has a servant got? So when Allah tells us, don't eat, we happily enjoy the roza. When Allah Ta'ala tells us, eat, our Dara Shaykh says so beautifully. Many people put on a show that now, oh, Ramzan is coming to an end. I'm so sad. Hazrat says, no. When Allah gives you happiness, you must be enjoyed. You must be happy. Hey, Allah Ta'ala, now we were in the service of Allah. Now Allah says, go home happily. And now don't go home like a big buzuru that you were in itikaf and now you're still in the heaven. Salat me rajul mu'min, I'm still there by the arsh of Allah. Go home smiling. And the children are not in front. Hug your wife, kiss her, and even take a present for her. And in fact, good words will be better than the black magic also. That won't work. So salat will teach us that not when your wife tells you something, then you say you are nag. And any secretary phone you, oh, I'm at your service. Anytime, or what you want. And you don't want to end the conversation. So this is, so a person realizes now that in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is got this great ecstasy, what Allah gave me. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is finally telling Allah, At-tahiyyatu lillah, that, oh Allah, all my verbal ibadat is only for you. Whatever I utter, now a person will be conscious what you utter. Allah is hearing me, not namaz will teach you. Then when you say all my verbal praises are for you, so out of namaz also learn how to talk. This is taqwa. Now you will learn how to talk to your wife, to your servants, to any person, and greater people, you'll think, what must I say? And that is why Hazrat says, namaz will teach you, think 100 times and talk 1 time. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, all the verbal praises for you, O Allah. Was salawat, all my bodily praises. You gave me my body. So agar jaan di di hui usi kati. If you give your life back to Allah, it's not a great deal. You is haq to ye haq adahin. You didn't fulfill the giving your life to Allah. You give your child 100 rand and you ask him, just borrow me. Even that he doesn't want to do. He doesn't realize my father gave it to me. So we don't realize Allah gave us our life and we thinking we must protect our life. Deen can suffer, aliyazu billah. No, Allah's deen must never end. The deen is not in need of us. We in need of the deen of Allah. So here we learn all our bodily praises. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam's reality of Qurbani. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. All my salati, all my ibadat, wa nusuki, all my sacrifices, whatever, it's not from my side. My loving and my dying is only for you, O Allah. You gave me this life, so for who I have to love? And that is why every morning when you get up, make shukr to Allah, you gave me another life. Now my object of life is only you, O Allah. And I want to please you. So when we get the reality of salah, we'll come to understand that. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thirdly says, what tayyibat? All my money, O Allah, my monetary spending is only for you. Even when you spend on your wife, make niyat, ya Allah, it's your command. And when you're buying, Hazrat Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi used to teach that even when you're buying your groceries, already make niyat that, oh Allah, for all my wife, my children, everybody, and visitors will come. Pious people will come, so that's why I'm spending. Not just go to a supermarket and spend just according to your desires, just fill the trolley, whatever you see. No, now you'll be conscious. People will, visitors will come, pious people will come. Let me see, is this pure, healthy food or not? I don't just eat any junk food and then we complaining our children are not listening. You give them junk food, what are they going to become? Junkies. So it's our problem, so we have to learn. So when Allah Ta'ala, look at Allah's kindness, the King of Kings, He says, my beloved has presented, like you meet your wife on the first night, and you're giving a lot of stories. But after that, although she's shy to talk to you, now you see she'll open up. And how she will present words of praises, you'll already think you're the king of the world. But after what, 2-3 days, then see, well, what will happen. Allah Ta'ala, now He's telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, you say all verbal praises are for me. Now in return, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. O my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all your verbal praises are for me, then I will send salam upon you all the time. You will live in peace. You won't have arguments. You won't be saying the wrong word. So all peace from my side. And our Dada Sheikh says so beautifully, you say all verbal praises, Allah Ta'ala say as-salam upon you. And if you want salamati in your life, make salam to people, etc. Wa rahmatullah. And you say all your bodily praises for me, then all your bodily ibadat, I will send rahmat upon you. When you are in ibadat, when you are making ruku, sajda, Allah's rahmat is pouring upon you, you can't imagine. And wa barakatu. Everybody wants lot of barakat. And we think barakat is only when the tail is running. That I was so happy, I didn't even have time to eat. But in Ramadan Sharif, when that is supposed to be our situation, we got enough time to eat and talk and waste time. No, and Allah is so kind that you give all your time, your wealth, everything for Allah. That all my monetary ibadat, Allah says, for the other two, Allah said singular, As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullah. Ya Allah is saying plural, wa barakatu. That I will give you so much of barakat in your rizq, in your health, your wealth, and most important, your deen. Allahu Akbar. At that time, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was closest to his beloved, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget the ummah. Particularly the special people of the ummah. You just got married. First night you got your room now. You even forget your father and mother. If they're screaming and in the morning they say, what have you? I didn't hear you. You were in a different world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, when Allah gave all this in return, what gifts Allah gave in return? Salam, rahmat, barakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, oh Allah, I've got the whole ummah behind. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Oh Allah, salam upon my whole ummah and particularly the pious servants of Allah. And like Hazrat explained, if you read two rakats tahajjud namaz, you'll get the dua of all the musallis throughout the world. You read two rakats tahajjud namaz, you're in the salihin. You're in the pious people. So everybody, somebody got a court case against you, but he doesn't know he's making dua for you. And then the farishta saw the scene, and they saw the love between Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were overtaken. That ashadu an la ilaha illallah. They bore testimony and they taught us that we testify there is nobody for us besides Allah. Look at Allah. He has created us out of His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shower us His mercy and we don't come to the house of Allah. Allah will say, I lock the doors. You don't come, you will suffer. You forget Allah, Allah will make you forget yourself. And then they even had testified that look at how you must love in the world. وَاشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Love like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His greatest quality was abdiyat. He was the slave of Allah. So namaz is supposed to bring humbleness. But when you don't realize you're the slave of Allah, you'll do work of deen, you'll read lot of tahajjud, and you'll think I'm very pious like shaitan. And shaitan thought he's more pious than the angels. And this pride was in his heart. When Allah said, I'm going to kick one of you out of my court. They said, hey, what is going to happen to us? Jibreel, they all were stunned. They asked Shaitan, that time his name was Azazil, you make dua. He said, oh Allah, they are all scared. Don't kick them out of their court. He thought he's the favorite. But he's the one full of pride. Allah kicked him out. So don't forget to make dua for ourselves. So the Malaika are teaching us that although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Badr Khuda Buzurg Tuhi, look our deen, how moderate and balanced. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Allah, not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like Isa alayhi wa sallam, they made him a god, they made him a son of God, they made him a spirit. No, we respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the greatest personality. He is the slave of Allah, but he is the messenger wa rasulu. He is the messenger of Allah. Like you got stones, but in that stone you got a valuable diamond. And the most valuable diamond outweighs all the stones. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being like us, but he is such a value, you can't compare him to any diamond, you can't be far beyond any comparison of any creation of Allah. So let us realize who's our Nabi. We don't say our Nabi is like Allah, Hazir, Nazir. Wherever you go, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, go and stand and make salami. No, our deen is full of adab, respect, etc. So now a person has reached the climax, and now you're sitting, and may I explain that your duration to sit in the last qaida, that is farz. Or mazmoon qaida, akhir qaida, samjhe ke ye waqt, دربار کے رخصت کا ہے. اے السلام علیکہ کر کے باہر آنا چاہیے, اور السلام علیکہ اس دربار کے صاحب کا یہ ہے التحیات للہ والصلوات. Now realize when you're sitting in the last position, you had this great meeting with Allah, you don't deserve it. Now you realize I have to leave, but I have to leave with honor and respect. You come to anybody's house, you make salam. When you go out, you make salam. Now what? How you make salam to Allah? This whole attahiyyat that we read and so beautifully presented, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Baad uske salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam par hai is tarah. After that, you made salam, you recited, and then in this way you're making salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what strain you took on your life to bring us the pure tawheed, the oneness of Allah, this connection of Allah, which have broken all the shackles that the world was lost in. Humanity was lost in the shackles of oppression and all filth and dirt. Oh, our Nabi, you brought us a pure deen. You showed the rights of women. You showed the rights of children, the rights of everybody. Where the world is making a noise today of women's love and death. Who gave women their rights? Who gave everybody their rights? Only you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah put abundance of peace upon you, and Allah's rahmat upon you, and Allah ta'ala's abundance of barakat. اور اپنے واسطے اور سب بندوں کے واسطے اس طرح کہ السلام علینا وعلى عباد اللہ الصالحین. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for myself also, all my ummatis, especially the pious servants. بعد اس کے تشہد ہے, اور تشہد کہتے ہیں گواہی دینے کو کہ وہ یہ ہے, اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ واشہد ان محمد عبد ورسول. After this, now you making salam, now testify again that I Allah, I testify, I bring firm tawheed that nobody there is there for me. La ilaha illallah. Now the loving translation is not that there is no deity besides Allah. Oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? Only you are there. Now you know, whenever I got any problem, I just have to turn to Allah. Otherwise you don't have connection with Allah, the smallest problem, a mountain out of a mole. And you think you only got a problem. 2 o'clock at night you must phone the Mufti Sahab and everybody and make the whole world think that you, but your problem is so small. And when you got connection with Allah, you can have the biggest problem. You will have some grief, natural grief, but you will turn to Allah and you'll be at ease. You won't be in anxiety, etc. What is happening with all this covert, just waving, you won't even talk about it. Allah is there for us. And realize, we testify that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's slave, so we must learn how to love like slaves from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow his way of life because he is the great messenger of Allah. Janna chahe ke ye gawai tawheed ki hai, ke khuda ek jane aur uski bandagi mein kisi ko sharik na kare, aur peygamber sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam ko khuda ka bande jane, aur rasool sallallahu alayhi wasallam usko pehchane, aur maloom kare ke aise hi mazmoon ko zuban par lana aur dil mein yakeen karne se musalman hua. Now a person realizes that firm tawheed has come in my heart, that I am also the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, we all, the whole world say they believe in Allah. Even the Christians, everybody, they believe in Allah. But their concept of Allah is their idea of Allah. We believe in Allah, that Allah in His Zat, in His being, is totally independent. And that is why Shaitan is working to such an extent. Social distance us in a masjid, now all interfaith conferences. Abrahamic faith, we all worship Ibrahim alayhi salam. But clearly here Allah ta'ala is teaching us, our tawheed is, Allah is, ashadu Allah ilaha illallah. There is nobody in the Zat, in the being of Allah. Wahdahu, then Allah is unique in His sifat, in His qualities. This is where even an atheist, he says he doesn't believe in Allah. But when he's stranded in the ocean, then ask him where he turns to. He turns only to Allah. And where everybody else, all the other nations went astray, that they say we believe in one God. But when it came to the qualities of Allah, then they associated partners with Allah. That to fulfill my needs, I need this idol. I need that idol. We also have to see in our heart that am I trusting on my business? Am I trusting on the doctor? Am I trusting on the medicine? that Allah has made asbab, but we have made the asbab into asbab. That we made the means into gods. And that is where shirk comes in. And that is where all the differences come in. So Allah is wahdahu, la sharika lahu. In His qualities also, there is nobody like Allah. And in executing of their qualities also. That is why we are taught our tawheed is believe in one Allah, use the means, what is according to Sharia. But to be trust in the means is kufr and shirk. Don't trust in the means at all. Take the best medicine, but never ever think that medicine can help me. Never ever think the doctor can help me. Nobody can help me besides my one Allah. And nobody can control anything besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I testify that the only way to reach Allah is through the great servant of Allah, who is the beloved of Allah, and is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the firm yaqeen of tawheed comes in the heart, then you are a Muslim. Otherwise, to just say I'm a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala says clearly to the better one. They say they are Muslims, but O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell them that the walamma yadkhulil iman fi kulubikum. When iman penetrates the heart, then whatever condition comes, you don't get overtaken, you don't fall into wrong protection methods like Hazrat just explained, that you get overtaken. If I don't wear a mask, what will happen? You will come to your senses. Allah is there for me. My protection is Allah. And how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. So that firm yaqeen, one is, it is called ilme yaqeen. You just come to have the knowledge of tawheed. And then you get ainul yaqeen. You see the people of tawheed. That how they are firm on their ways, like the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then haqqul yaqeen. When you get the taste of tawheed, when you come in the company of the servants of Allah, and then you see how just to say one subhanallah, how enjoyable it is. Now any problem you got, you will just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Now farz namaz is on its place, you'll never miss it. Now the enjoyment of tahajjud, etc. So a person now realizes, or namaz farz hui, or isi par khatam hui, or maloom rakhe ke jis mazmoon par madar kisi kaam ka hota hai, takrar usi mazmoon ki awal aur akhir aaya karte hain. Waaste is waaste pehle takbir tahreema se qaz hazir ho jaye, darbar ka hazir aur darbar khas ka karte hain. And Allahu Akbar, what a deen Allah has given us. Now your namaz is complete, but before you ending your namaz, like you went to any great person, you went for some work, you had your meeting, see everything, but in the end you still remind him, you know, don't forget this thing. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that the end of your namaz also, you are coming out, your faraz has been complete, you have fulfilled on one side, it looks like a duty, but now it's not a duty, this was a special meeting. I didn't deserve it, and I must run for these meetings all the time. And so now before you start your namaz also, you make takbir al-tahreema, oh Allah, can I enter your court? You enter now, and now you cut off ties with everybody. No cell phone in between, not the clicks you are hearing, and the cell phone we forgot, we say we forget to off it. You don't forget, you are negligent, you are unmindful. You still haven't asked for permission properly to enter. So one way of permission before you even start your namaz, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara as-samawat. You repeat that, oh Allah, one is I want to enter your court. I make my direction only towards you, that you are the one who created the heavens and the earth. And Hanifa, I want that firm tawheed, not in any way. A wife doesn't think that I'm dependent on my husband. So if my husband tells me to do something against Sharia, I will follow him. No, what is the command of Allah? He can even be upset with me. I will wear my fardah. Anybody doesn't, you don't become a slave of your boss. That is my boss, he is looking after me. No, only Allah is feeding me. Nobody, so you won't break Allah's command. لا تَعْتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. No obedience to the makhluk in the disobedience of Allah. Just tawheed when it comes, you saying, Allah, I am on that hadith. And that was the part of Ibrahim a.s. So there's no Abrahamic faith, etc. We have to not even listen to these things. Take this out of our mind. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I'm not among those who associate partners with Allah. direct idols or indirect idols. When a person realizes this, yani, I have put my firm, yani, maine muh kiya iski taraf, ke jisne zameen aur asman banaya, ek taraf ka ho raha hai, aur main shirk nahi karta ho, aur andar namaz ke bhi yeh mazmoon bahut hai. Now you have iterated, ya Allah, I have come, put my whole direction to you bodily, and my heart is to your arsh. I don't associate any partners with you. And over the subject matter of Tawheed is repeated. So namaz is to reiterate, we are the slaves of Allah. We are the bandas of Allah. We don't become the slaves of the creation of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. And then a person reiterates, like you said, La ilaha ghayruk. Oh Allah, there's nobody for you. So if there's nobody for me like you and nobody for me like you, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. All the time, oh Allah, I'll only be your servant and I'll only turn to you and I'll only ask you for help. Then in the end, after you read your durood, how you present your, now to for Allah, to Allah, to accept our ibadat, we present durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that durood, which our namaz was so useless, that will pull our namaz to the arsh of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Tomorrow will be some practical namaz, but we'll just take few minutes to just try and complete the subject, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت